All right, this is Bob Dacey on the Alex Jones Show. And before the break, I was discussing with John. He was making an attack on the Birch Society, and I was defending the society. And what I had said was that it's well documented in a book called Clandestine that a member of the John Birch Society was chiefly responsible for the conviction of Byron De La Beckwith in the murder of Medgar Evers. And as a result of this Bircher and his work, as he infiltrated the Mississippi Klan, we had a conviction there of a very evil man, and he was, and I'll tell you what, the Birch Society got clobbered in the Southern press because of that. That they sending these boys going to, and they also think there was, that he had something also to do, I think his name was Delmar Dennis, I believe. I gotta look that up. It's been a while since I read that book, Clandestine. He also had something to do with discovering, who killed those three students. And boy, the Birch Society caught it from the so-called right back then. Okay, John, you're back on now. What else do you have to add to our discussion? You don't want to bash, you don't want to help me bash the UN today?
I'll bash them because I think they've been too much a tool of the United States warmongers too often, all the way from Korea when they serve as a fig leaf for killing millions in Korea down to the president. Whatever they don't do, the exact explicit bidding, the United States just kicks them aside contemptuously and says, "Well, you're useless." And yeah, when they do, they say, "Well, see, it's the international community; it's not us that are attacking these countries." So I think they're really nothing but a tool of the warmongers in this country. But I wasn't talking about this instance. I was talking about the Birch Society's ties to the Rheinheld Galen Nazi network in Germany, where John McManus set up a Western Goals branch of spy with the Rheinheld Galen Nazi network that was brought into the CIA after the Second World War. I was talking about their connection to the World Anti-Communist League, which is tied to the worst fascist death squads around the world.
Okay, that's enough. John, places. John, I'm not going to let you spout all these lies on this show. You're gone, buddy. You know, the thing about the Birch Society that I'm going to have to say, this is it. I've listened to all these people. They just love to bash the Birch Society. Why they do it? Because we are the most effective anti-totalitarian organization in the United States of America, and the oldest. You know, you can judge a tree by its fruits. We, you know, if the Birch Society is some evil communist plot to help the New World Order, then boy, they sure screwed it up, because we are kicking the New World Order's tail right now. You know, you go through Birch Society literature, everything they've done. I've done it for years, and I've heard all this nonsense. And you know, look what we're doing. You know, speaking of which, John McManus is going to be on the show tomorrow from 12 to 1. Discussing some of our latest efforts to destroy the New World Order, specifically the North American Union, by informing Americans all over this country about what's going on and spurring them into action. So, you know, judge a fruit by its trees, not by its detractors. I've always said this. This is a common thing, you know, and it relates to the Birch Society. It relates to everything. If you're in a debate, and all you've got is, you don't have the facts on your side, and you don't have the law on your side, all you can do is trash your opponent. That's all you can do. No facts, no law, trash your opponent. The Birch Society has all the facts, and they have all the law. And so in order to attack the Birch Society, you have to trash them. And so they've been at it a long time, and I know they're no stranger to being trashed by half-truths and falsehoods and all that stuff. And I know Alex, for example, is no stranger to being trashed. You know, people trash him up one side, down the other. But you know, the tree by its fruit. And the Birch Society, again, just the longest-running track record of effective assault against this New World Order crowd that there is. You know, and Alex Jones, as far as I'm concerned, this is my opinion. And I'm sitting here in this command chair in the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines here in Central Texas. Alex Jones, as an individual person, is the number one individual person, I believe, who has been responsible in the last decade for exposing the New World Order. The Birch Society and Alex do not share tactics. You know, they don't operate the same way, but they're in the same Navy and they're attacking the same enemy. One's a PT boat commander and the other one is a fleet admiral, but it's the same thing. So anyway, when we get back, we're going to go to William and Tim and Seth, and right after this break.